Listen to your favorite shows on the ESPN 97.5 app. Just search ESPN Houston in your app store.
Oh, hey, hey, hey.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
I got it!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Two in the books, one to go. Hour left, big show on a Tuesday. Nick, Barry, Joel in studio, Gal Media, Usual Suspects. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be in the big city, doing what you do on this weekday. Hopefully you do it every day, 1 to 4 p.m. with us.
We were talking about Madison Bumgarner, and Adam, and also a texter, said that the reason he made that list of teams that he would not go to was a way of getting cash as a buyout for his no-trade clause.
Ah, I did not know that.
So that would make sense if you put all the contenders on, because guess who's going to want you? All the contenders.
Right.
So, if you're like, paid. I'll go to... what's a crappy team? I'll go to Baltimore.
Yeah, good
call. But I won't go to Boston. And then, you know what? You're going to mess around and end up in Baltimore, bro. You better be careful what you wish for. You're going to mess around. But, I mean, it's half a season. You wouldn't have to. It wouldn't be that big of a deal. But
if he gets the bonus.
Yeah, if he gets the buyout and then he hits the free agent market and gets a big payday again. Because he's still 29-ish.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He looks like he's 41.
Yeah, I think he's 29. But that arm seems a lot older.
There's a lot of wear and tear.
Yeah.
A lot of miles.
Yeah. So I wouldn't do it for top prospects. I just wouldn't do it. If I'm going to do it.
One?
What do you mean?
Not prospects. Which one? Would you do it for one?
Which one? So if the Giants said, we want for you to rent a guy with a 4+ ERA who hasn't had a winning season in 3 years, who are you giving up?
Bukauskas.
Not for a rental for half a year.
Okay.
You would have to get to the bottom third or the bottom half of the top prospects.
Beer.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Your choice, 12-pack or a case.
You'd have to get outside of the top 15, top 20 for me.
Okay.
And then I would do that.
I'm with you.
I would give you a top 20 prospect. I don't know if
as
I would give you a top 15.
As much as you don't know if prospects are going to pan out.
Exactly. In this case.
They were a high enough draft pick for a reason. I'm with you.
The Astros don't need to rent an average arm.
I'm with you.
If he was Madison Bumgarner of 2015, I'd be like, hey, who do you want? Take your pick. Forrest Whitley? Have him. You want Whitley and Tucker? Sure. I mean, you're guaranteeing us a World Series if you add Madison Bumgarner to this rotation of four years ago.
Right.
Madison Bumgarner of 2019? Not necessarily a guarantee. He just might be a Wade Miley. And you know what? You already have one of those.
Yeah, and you'd have to pay. All you're paying is $5 million, and didn't have to give anybody up.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think you have to be smart. Somebody was bitching at me yesterday while I was watching the Astros game on Twitter. Some dude starts in on me. I know, big surprise.
On Twitter?
Yeah. Super shocked that would happen. But he was like, come on, Barry. He tagged you on it, Nick. He was like, Barry's the kind of guy that goes to the range to shoot his gun and leaves ammo in it. Come on, Barry. Don't leave ammo in your gun. I was like, dude, what are we even talking about? And he was like, I know that because Tyler White hit a home run, you guys are going to stop, but I want that kid up. I was like, what are you talking about? And basically, what he was saying Alvarez. Is, yeah, bring up Yordan Alvarez. And I was like, dude, I would not start the clock on him yet. There is absolutely no reason to do that just yet. But I've lost my train of thought where the hell I was going with it.
Well, he just started in on you on Twitter.
Yeah, but he was talking about that, and it's like, you know, the prospects are – You don't know necessarily what you're going to get from them, right?
Right.
But there's also being smart with how Absolutely. You manage them. So
yeah,
and I had another point I was going to make. Maybe
it'll come to you. I mean,
damn it, I hate that.
As much as you don't want to pay them before you have to,
yeah.
The organization has also shown that if you perform well, like Bregman, they'll pay you before it's time. Springer.
I remember my point now.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. He said, it was exactly those guys. I said, listen, the Astros didn't get to where they are by making rash and dumb decisions with their prospects.
Right.
They didn't give them away. And look, as much as guys like AJ and rightfully so said that they would have never traded Alex Bregman for Chris Sale.
No, they said they would.
I mean, they would. Yeah, yes. Yeah. And a lot of people said that they wouldn't. I mean, I think both teams made the right decisions. Not moving Alex Bregman was a smart move. That dude is a perennial MVP candidate. You have an infield that is second to none.
Yeah.
And so there's that risk, but the Astros, so far, Jeff Luhnow has made all the right decisions when it comes to managing the prospects. So if they haven't brought him up yet, if they haven't pulled that trigger yet, I'm okay with that. You don't get to be an organization that has a chance to win it all every year for the last 3 years and been as good as they have with the talent that they have.
Absolutely.
By making dumb moves, by shipping off the wrong guys.
Jeff Luhnow is no Tim Papura. I mean, he is going to look now. If you're talking about a Marcus Stroman or a guy that's proven, that's younger, that has some team control, whatever. Now you may consider tapping into what your farm system
a little bit, a top 10 player,
but not for a guy that's on his way down.
Some of these moves that they've made in the last year or two, you looked at and went, wow, they didn't really give up anything.
Yeah.
They gave up some guys, but they gave up just guys. They never had to get rid of the Forrest Whitleys or the Alex Bregmans or the guys like that. And if you think Yordan Alvarez is the next big name, the next big star in the organization, they're not going to move that guy. They're not going to do it.
And you look at it too, and you look at the track record, because remember, I used to always hate when you'd have the Oswalt trade or the Hunter Pence trade or all those trades.
Go further back. Kenny Lofton was an Astro.
Yes, he was.
Legitimately badass center fielder
Hall
for the Indians. Yeah.
And the
Astros traded him away because they were in a win now, win at this moment mentality, but in the wrong way.
I was going to say, what they got back when they traded other guys away was never the haul. Yeah. When you look at all the Astros, sure, it's easy to say, you know what, the one that's always going to kill them is Mike Fiers and Carlos Gomez, because you gave him Hader and you gave him Domingo Santana.
Mm-hmm.
Who's having a hell of a year now in Seattle. So you've given away some prospects in that. But for every one of those deals, there's a hell of a lot more where you were like, that really turned out okay.
And it's why they had to start over. It's why they had to wipe it all out. And I mean, they just made bad decisions. And this regime, this owner, this GM, and this manager have all been on the same page. And they've all made really good, shrewd baseball decisions. So, that's why I say you don't do rash stuff like, well, Tyler White's hitting 220. Let's call up Yordan Alvarez now and get the clock started on him. You don't have to do that yet.
Right.
This isn't a team that's in fourth in the division and struggling. You don't have to make those kind of knee-jerk decisions right now. Why don't you wait a year, see what happens with Springer? If Springer decides not to come back, guess what? You got your replacement getting seasoned in the minors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to panic and start just screwing up your farm system and the options that you have. You're wasting a year of arbitration in a year that you don't need the guy. Doesn't make sense. Stop tweeting me about him.
You know the legendary one of the greatest giveaway a veteran player for a prospect in Astros history?
As soon as you say it, I'm going to remember it. Offhand, the only disaster that I can think of.
This worked out for the Astros.
Bagwell.
Yeah.
For Danny Darwin.
Larry Anderson.
Larry Anderson, that's what it was. Bagwell for Larry Anderson.
Yeah.
One of the big issues that the Astros had for a very long time with Drayton McClain was the Doug Drayback, Greg Swindell signings and how that bit them in the ass, and they flopped. They were awful for the money that they got. And I think that really damaged Drayton McClain for a very long time when it came to decisions.
Now, I told that Terry Collins was the manager when they had Drayback.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told this story on the air at one time, not a Kelvin Cato-like story. But I told this on the air one time where all the local media used to do the big media session before the game with Terry Collins on the field. And Terry Collins was doing it after Drabeck had pitched the night before and threw like 8 innings or 9 innings, threw a shutout, threw a great game. And in the middle of the media session, one of the PR guys said, "Hey, Terry, you got to take this call." He's like, "Excuse me, I got to go for a second." So he stops the media scrum and he goes, answers the phone in the dugout, comes back shaking his head. He's visibly kind of shaken. And they're like, "Can you talk about it?" And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "That was Drayton. He wants to know why Drayback's not warming up and not pitching tonight, too." And at that point, everybody was like, and he's like, "That's the owner. That's the baseball knowledge we're dealing with."
Wow.
Yeah. That sets you up for a while. And you got a better owner now. That's got a better grasp of everything financial and otherwise, including knowing the game of baseball. So.
It's crazy because right now, two of the three franchises in the city have really good owners.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name which is which.
I know what you're talking about.
Let you figure it out. Yeah. But I think that there are two really good owners in this city right now. So
just two.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just two.
Dynamo. Okay. Brandon wants to get in here with a few Astros questions. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Long time no talk.
Appreciate it, man. What's up?
I will let you know. I'm 30. My wife's 38. And we have the exact same routine that you have with Nora Berry.
Good. So thank you.
Nick can calm down, and I'm sure he'll find a guy one day that'll sit down and watch Wheel with him for hours on end. So he'll be all right. I'm curious,
just
man.
Snorted. Hey, he just bashed Nick for me. Of course I'm going to enjoy that. That was outstanding. Did you cut him off?
I'm curious, though.
I should, though. Like you, I should cut him off.
Almost got it right past you without even noticing. So, I think the Astros are great this year. Aside from, like, the one or two hiccups that you guys just mentioned, our DH spot needs some help. But I'm just curious. So, I've heard, you know, don't trade this guy. Don't trade for this. Don't do this. What do we do then? Because I don't really see the gaping issues. I mean, Chirinos has stepped up in a way that I don't think anybody thought he was going to, especially at the plate. And Michael Brantley's been amazing this year. So I'm just curious as to what you guys think, and I'll just hang up and listen.
Go ahead, Bear.
I think you have the luxury of allowing a guy like Tyler White to try to figure it out. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, you know, burn options or a clock on somebody necessarily at this point because the offense isn't struggling. And again, Brandon, it's a lot different if they're struggling. If they're two games back in second place or four or five games back in third place, then you start thinking, all right, we got to do some things here. But they're what, eight games up,
I believe, in the loss.
In the division.
Yep.
And still going strong. They won 10 of the last 11. The offense is kicking butt. The pitching staff is doing well. And DH is a little bit of a problem, but you're also not fully healthy. So you can think about this. You can sit Tyler White and play Aledmys Diaz more when Jose Altuve comes back. That might be your solution right there for the short term. And start rotating guys to be your DH. As AJ Hinch has done. Brantley mm-hmm. seen time. Springer. You could have Reddick. I mean, literally, you could have the other eight guys in that lineup play DH or be your DH at any moment and still see if you can get Tyler White to right the ship. Because with a Tyler White that's going well, man, imagine the difference in this, how much better this Astros team is if you can get him fixed. Look how crucial he was to this team last year down the stretch. I don't think you just give up on Tyler White because he's had a bad month and a half.
Right. We're running out of time, so I agree with everything you said. The biggest thing I would say, too, is you're in a luxurious position that you don't have to be Daryl Morey. You don't have to make a move for the sake of making a move every
year. Exactly.
Because you already are in the playoffs, and you will be considered a contender for the chip, as opposed to the Rockets, who are always trying to catch the Warriors that feel like they have to upgrade. If you don't have to, then you don't have to.
Put succinctly, if the DH spot isn't hurting your team in the win-loss column, there's no reason to do anything at this point.
Yep. No doubt about it. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Deep, but just almost halfway through the final hour of the show, but still time for you if you want to jump out and get on the bandwagon. HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The mood is back, and all it took was a new vending machine.
Yes.
Barry and Nick will be just ecstatic.
Boy, there has been many a day.
I dropped $2 in that vending machine just today between snacks and drinks.
I want my $2. What was that? What was the movie? John Cusack movie. Better Off Dead?
Never saw it.
Oh, it's good. Randomly throughout the storyline, this kid shows up. It's a paper boy that he hasn't paid for the newspaper and just keeps going, I want my $2 throughout the movie.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Just letting you know. Let's put that on our movie club. Anyway, so we got an email during the break.
Yeah, Laura said in the next 2 weeks, the office will be getting a new functional vending machine. She's even, you can even email her, Nick, and tell her what you want to see in it. She's like, what would you like to see in the machine? Because that was Twinkies. Twinkies. Really?
Why not?
Of all the options?
I thought you were going to put chicks.
You know, actually,
you
I would
Twinkies
want.
Twinkies with all
Twinkies?
The
you know those, what are those Sour Patch straws that 2-year-olds like?
Oh, the Pixie Sticks?
Not the Pixie Sticks, but the ones that are like, it's like a Sour Patch.
It's like ground up sweet tarts?
Yeah, that's no. a Pixie
In a
stick,
straw?
Right?
Yeah.
No, it's stick. Not a Pixie Stick. It's not a Pixie Stick.
Okay.
It's like a sour straw, and it's got, you know, the sour stuff around it, and it's about 10 inches long.
I
have
no idea what this is. This is definitely, I've never seen. What
he
is
just
this?
2-year-olds long love on you.
Like Taylor would, of course. I could isolate so much stuff, but I'm being nice.
So, you mean you can isolate more stuff? All right, let's not give yourself too much credit. You've isolated plenty. Sir.
Yeah,
you
filed
fact,
on us.
You
been,
tried
yeah.
to get me to repeat something today so you can isolate it. So don't sit over there and play like you're an angel and never.
Don't make
me make you fire off a petty siren for yourself. Right, Joel?
I'm pretty much with him on that.
He's like,
the file you have on me is yes.
Now. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm thinking, like, there needs to be an update because, like, Charlotte and the ladies in the back, one day we had this big, like, all the chickens were up there arguing about this. Like, it was me and Charlotte and Esme and I forget who else, but we were all bitching about the options in the vending machine. One, I just wanted to give proper change back. It keeps a dime. It's like there's a surcharge in the damn thing. You pay, and then you don't get your full change back, so I'm excited about that. And they do need different options. They have, like, not trail mix. What's that nasty old people stuff with, like, pretzels? Like, 3 different kinds of pretzels?
The munchies?
And those brown biscuit-looking-ass things that
Rye crisps or whatever?
Yeah, like, who wants these old-ass snacks in this thing? Like, let's get some hot Cheetos and some
Yeah,
stuff.
I'm down for the hot Cheetos. Yeah. Get rid of the paydays.
Yeah, don't nobody eat Gushers. No damn payday.
The number one,
Rice
if you're going to go
treat,
candy bar,
yes.
Snickers would be the number one go-to right. candy bar, right?
They are the missionary position of candy bar.
Right, but I'm just saying that's what people are going to buy.
This machine has Snickers.
It does? Yeah. Lame. No, so, you gotta
but
spice
it up. I get what you're saying as well.
Like just
Rice Krispie Treats is fantastic.
I would do that. Because I'm thinking like you want stuff that you're not going to bring.
How about a Powerade?
Like you said Twinkies.
How about Powerade and Gatorade?
Or
instead of just water bottles.
I can see that.
Or a Zero. Like a Powerade or a Gatorade Zero.
Yeah. No.
Not you.
No, that's for fat
people. Coke Zero. Yeah, but like you can buy a box of Twinkies and buy a box of Twinkies, bring them up here, hide them. No one's ever going to eat them.
That's not true.
And the shelf life is at least 32 years.
Buying a bag of chips and stuff like that is going to be a little different. They're going to go, but so that's why it's perfect.
Twinkies never go bad. You could put it. Yeah. You could come back 10 years from now.
They've
your
always
Twinkies
said
are still good.
If there was nuclear war throughout the world, the only things left would be Twinkies and cockroaches. That would be
and it. McDonald's burgers probably
French fries. They said like, yeah, you can find a McDonald's French fry in your car from 2 years ago. Doesn't change.
Not from an appearance standpoint.
You. Well, you've eaten it?
Well, yeah, well, you tried it when you're clean, when you're car well, washing the car and all of a sudden.
No, I've never tried it. I'm just saying it looks the same.
Nick, I've had the munchies, but never that bad. Come on,
Nick's
man.
Nick's washing the car. And, hey, wait a minute. That looks like it's still good.
Whatever. It's from 2 days. Yesterday. 12 hours. If it's 12 hours old, you're not eating it. 12 hours.
I'm saying,
French fries?
I'm saying
no.
I'll go months and then find like. Chick-fil-A waffle fry under my seat. I'm not eating that.
No way.
No,
man.
I'm not either.
Even a day later, 12 hours. Come on, man. People bitch about the fact that their fries don't stay warm when they get in the drive-thru window by the time they get home.
That's true.
But you're going to eat it 12 hours later? No.
I'm so excited about this news. I was in a bad mood for about 3 segments because of some other news that we were given.
The mood crusher.
But Yeah, now in my life, I have a dream crusher, my wife, and the mood crusher, my boss. That's great. I got two bosses that crush my mood and dreams. This is outstanding. But I'm excited about this now. I feel like my life has got a little more complete.
So you get a request. What are you going to request?
I don't care. As long as it has Diet Coke, I don't get any of the snacks.
That would be fantastic if he brought like a brand new vending machine, but there's no Diet Coke.
What if there's
Diet Pepsi? Would you drink that?
I would flip that damn vending machine. I would break it.
What if there is Diet, but it's not Diet Coke?
That's
Diet Pepsi.
I don't care. Diet Pepsi, Diet Pepper, Diet Coke.
Doesn't bother you.
Don't care. As long as it's got Diet Soda, I can drink any of the three.
Do you feel comfortable enough that it will be there without you having to request it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think diet is pretty standard.
I don't think, yeah. I mean, you're going to go Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, and then from there, it could go several different ways.
Mountain Dew, I think, for the people that got to have the caffeine.
Yeah, I guess Mountain Dew would be...
But to your point...
Because we got a bunch of young, fat kids that work here.
You can go
here.
With the new jazzy flavors.
True. Yeah. You could do it, but I think they'll go pretty standard.
You do the jazzy flavors? No.
God, okay. Don't. Was that Cardi B?
No.
Who was that?
That was Migos with the commercial, the new Mountain Dew commercial.
Oh, that's right.
When they're driving the adult-sized trikes.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like... Burr,
burr, burr. Who else does that?
Cardi B does the...
Does she?
Oh,
yeah. See, what on earth? I don't understand this.
But everybody's
doing
the whole...
These kids today, they don't do that on Wheel of Fortune, I'll tell
Migos
you that.
Migos are doing it. Cardi B's doing
it.
Yeah,
I don't understand why they do
Meek Mill does it. Everybody does it.
Ugh. It's dumb.
See, people were who changed their allegiances. Gucci Mane went from, I think he was a Celtics fan, hanging out with Meek Mill and with Robert Kraft.
Uh-huh.
And in Toronto, I think it was, he was sitting courtside in a Giannis jersey.
Nice.
And people are like, so you're going to be like Drake now? You're just like jumping ship at a minute's notice and grabbing a new team when whoever's still left in the playoffs?
I can see that.
And then Drake was talking mess to the Greek Freak, and Giannis ignored him, and it was like this huge deal. And then I think either the referees or somebody told Drake he had to tone it down a little bit.
He gets a little over the top on the sideline. Yeah. Like, settle down, Drake. You're not in the NBA, and you know what? Not that many people care about you like you think.
KD definitely did it. I remember when Drake accidentally ran into Kevin Durant during his courtside interview. Kevin Durant mean mugged Drake.
Yes, he did.
He was so mad. He's like, I don't care that that's Drake.
Well, who cares? Yeah, remember, like, if you're a Raptors fan and a bandwagon Rockets fan, nobody cares about you, Drake, except the Raptors fans or Rockets fans. If I'm KD, I'm mean mugging him too. Who cares?
Because the whole jinx has been that whoever.
Oh, yeah. He's jinxing everybody. Kentucky, him and Ted Cruz,
whatever. Yeah, it's exactly right. Those two are like the ultimate jinx.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, for game 7 against the Sixers, he tweeted out a picture in Sixers shorts trying to reverse the curse, and he claimed that it worked. But, I mean, somebody's going to put him down. Remember Kendrick Perkins was it last year or 2 years ago? Kendrick Perkins was never going to play. He was on someone's roster.
Yeah.
I think it was the Cavs, and they were playing the Raptors in the playoffs. Kendrick Perkins just went full-blown, like, let's go at him a couple times.
He's annoying. He's very annoying.
He very much is.
He looks more like a groupie, an NBA groupie than anything.
Milwaukee radio station has decided until the playoffs are, they're not playing any Drake music.
Wouldn't bother me. Hey, when we get back from this break, I want to talk about gifts for kids.
Okay.
And a rapper who went all out for his 5-year-old.
Ah, I know where you're
going.
And
I want to know if you would do this. Okay?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, the second annual Mike Rozier Heisman Players Weekend is June the 20th through the 23rd here in Houston, all benefiting the Mike Rozier Cancer Foundation. A weekend full of former Heisman Trophy winners and events, including 36 holes of championship golf at Black Horse Golf Club, a father-son lunch with athletes, and a memorabilia show at the Wyndham Hotel. You can reserve your spot. Get your tickets now. HomeTeamEvents.org. HomeTeamEvents.org. It's the Heisman Weekend here in Houston, June 20th through the 23rd. As you've heard, we're going to be back in 60 seconds with much more. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Half hour to go on the show, 30 minutes on the clock. Appreciate you being a part of the usual suspects on a Tuesday, ESPN 97.5.
Is this the is this the Isley Brothers version, or is this the
Notorious B.I.G. because it's his birthday today.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
so I played three or four songs.
Happy birthday, Big Papa. Yeah. Look at you being all up to date. So several people have sent us pictures of what you were talking about, Nick. Those sour,
they're pretty damn good.
They're called Sour Punch. And Trustin Waite said it's like crack for kids. And April sent me a picture of the same one, said, you are missing out. They're so good.
They're amazing.
So now, when I'm on the road in states where marijuana is legal, I will buy some of these, and it'll be my munchie food.
Why not? You can bring them back for Nick, too. You can bring some from Nick.
Sure. But he can go buy his
own. Nick, what are you requesting for your one item? Twinkies?
No, it's not really. I was just...
You going to go Sour Punch?
No, I would go Gushers.
God, you'd be so fat.
You know those cheese crackers made by Kraft?
Nips?
No, like it has like a little red stick and you like spread the little cheese on the cracker.
You like those?
Oh, love those,
that's
man.
That's legit.
Absolutely addicted to those.
See, again, I could just go to Sam's and buy you a box of those and you could hide them somewhere but around
that,
here.
Or Jerry could buy go a box when he's there 4 days a week.
You could buy a case of Diet Coke, though.
Yeah, but what fridge am I putting them in that it won't get stolen?
I'm sure those crackers would get stolen.
No, if you hide them, that's the whole point. You find a spot and hide them where no one else would find them. You're good. You just go get them when you need them. If I put Diet Coke if I put them in either fridge, they're going to be gone.
I can legit eat 20 of those snacks at one time. I shouldn't buy a whole box. It'll be gone in like 2 days.
All you got to do is
so fat.
Just send
cankles.
Jerry a message on Twitter. He's at Costco like 8 times a week.
That's true. Why is he at Costco so much?
He's always there. When he's calling, remember he was always in the aisles of Costco? He'll pick you some up. You don't even need the membership.
I think he's there getting thread for his eyebrows.
I was about to say he's buying those like
getting his
hair
eyebrows.
Pluckers wholesale or something.
Get his eyebrows threaded.
Hair pluckers.
Okay. I didn't quite know what he said there. I was like, okay.
You thought it was something else? Like he cursed?
Yeah, those little hair.
Don't. He didn't. Somebody said, Bobby McGee said cinnamon rolls in a vending machine.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
What
honey
now?
Buns?
I was going to say, what honey if you buns. Had your choice? Cinnamon roll or honey bun? Where are you going?
Man, I love cinnamon, so I might go with the cinnamon roll.
Okay.
Lisa.
Because honey bun has some cinnamon on it, too, though.
Not all of them.
I thought they were.
Cinnabon.
No.
Those are the way good. To go. You can get those.
I thought honey buns that were like cinnamon and the glaze.
They don't all have cinnamon
taste. I don't
taste
think the honey
flavor.
Buns. I think it's I'm just sure more like cinnamon. The glaze and the pastry.
Okay, I could be wrong.
But yeah, the Cinnabon. Those are two of Lisa's all-time favorites.
Yeah.
Gummy bear, anything like the gummy worms, gummy bears, and then the Cinnabon.
For me, Diet Coke and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Reese's Pieces,
See, but
I'm
isn't,
good.
If you say Snickers,
if you have those three, I'm good.
If you say Snickers is missionary, well, then Reese's Pieces got to be close.
No way.
I'm not Reese's Pieces. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, you watch
Same
your
difference.
Mouth. You watch your mouth.
Oh, stop it.
You dare talk about Reese's anything
I'm
going like to
send
that.
An email for
and
those.
You remember we were talking about fighting?
What is I Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, doggy style? It's a step above from the missionary Snickers.
I mean, Snickers is damn near just a handy. Let's be real. It's not a good Snickers.
You're the one that said it was missionary.
Oh. I don't think you can say that.
I think I can.
I don't think
I can't say H job.
I know he did. Did you dump him?
I did.
I can't say the whole, you know.
Say what?
H and then the job. But I could say like a handyman.
Okay. You can say handyman. You can say handyman.
I'm 99% sure I can
That's
say that.
That's the problem. You're 99% sure. You're not 100% sure.
Really, of all the stuff I've said today, that's what
You can put the pregnant pause in there between...
Handy and man?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is going to lead us back into Rooster Talk.
Well, the
Nick
Rooster
wants,
did pitch
no,
last night. Pitched
Nick
well in five
no
innings.
Part of. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
The old bread...
Say it all in one. Just say it completely, okay?
Red B cock.
See, you're trying. You're playing with fire.
You are
no,
really.
You're playing with
you
fire.
You are pushing the envelope
no,
now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Y'all. Okay, so before we went to the break, we were talking about rappers and all that weird stuff. But did you see where Future gave his son a gold Rolodex for his birthday. Now
wait,
you
wait,
might,
wait, wait.
Now
not
you
a
might
Rolodex. Know, not a Rolodex.
I mean a Rolex. A gold Rolex. Not Rolodex. What did I say?
A
wow.
Rolodex.
Yeah, no.
Barry Warner gave up his Rolodex and they bronzed
a gold
it.
Rolex. So you might say, oh, what's the big deal? It's a son. He's five.
Yeah.
You gave a five-year-old a gold Rolex. One, that's terrible parenting. Two, it's even worse money management. Like, one, at five, I Googled this, by the way. Kids don't start telling time between the ages until the ages of 6 to 8. This dude can't even use a watch yet, and you bought him a gold Rolex. When most kids are probably like, Daddy, I want some Spider-Man sneakers that light up.
No, Puppy Dog Pals.
Yeah, any of that stuff. Toys. This kid's like, probably like, oh, thanks, Dad. My dad's a weirdo.
You know that wasn't for the kid. That was a status thing for him.
Absolutely. That's why I'm saying he's a bad parent. You took your son's birthday and you made it about you. You used your son's fifth birthday to get yourself run on social media and to make yourself look flamboyant and rich and whatever else it is you do. You're an awful parent.
Because of that price of that
you're
watch.
You're an awful parent.
Man, you could have.
You could have thrown him a lavish
party.
Got
party, big
a
presents,
pony,
right.
Anything a five-year-old would want. Five-year-olds don't Rolexes. That's your greedy ass that wants a Rolex. Not a five-year-old. Get him some light-up shoes and some toys and be a good dad.
Yep.
That's awful.
Totally agree with
you. And people were getting mad at me on Twitter last night. They were like, oh, he's not a bad dad. Yeah, he's a terrible parent. He's a terrible parent for making his son's birthday about him.
If I brought...
Fight me. At me. I don't care if this is bad.
It's funny because... Lisa did a speaking engagement last week, and part of the deal, you know, sometimes they give you like a thank you. Well, part of the thing was they gave her a bracelet, and it has like a circular medallion, silver bracelet, and it has like a firefly on it. And she's like, well, Taylor saw it, and she's like, Taylor, you can have it. And she was watching this. She goes, Daddy, look at my new watch. I go, Taylor, that's a bracelet. She goes, no, it's not. It's a watch, because I said. So I'm like, so that's the extent of what she thinks a watch is.
Right.
If you give Taylor or any kid a Rolex.
So you're not going to get Taylor a gold Rolex for her fifth birthday.
Correct. Oh. Or fourth, which is coming up sooner than that.
Six?
And no.
Okay. I just don't understand. It's a bad look.
Yeah.
Just like, dude, you got all that money in the world, and yeah, that's what you do with it.
I may give her a Folex.
Get her a gold Rolodex.
I'm telling y'all, and not a single person will deny it. But in the two times when the Rockets traveling party went over to China, dude, these people come out the woodwork, and our people knew where to go to get the deals.
The fake Rolexes.
We had guys buying full sets of Louis luggage that were knockoffs, either stolen or knockoff. They didn't care. We were taken into like back rooms and stuff like that. But I'll tell you this. We all got the fake Rolexes, and I took it to a local jewelry store to get a link taken out, and the jeweler went off for about 10 minutes on how great a watch and how these are hard to find and what a rare specimen this is
in
the timepiece. And I'm going, if it's that believable,
I'll take it.
I'll take it for $25 instead of what a Rolex costs. Man.
Did you pay $25
for it? $25, and I got some long wear out of that watch.
Really?
Yeah.
Could have sold it.
Probably
my wife, $2,500.
My wife one year tried to buy me a Rolex. I was like, absolutely not. That is
ridiculous.
I've seen
some of them with
my wife. Well, when we weren't
my wife wanted to buy me, and I said, that is the stupidest waste of money that I could think of.
My wife did.
No way.
That's just, really?
Yeah. See, yeah. Well, sorry. That's
before we were married.
Huge waste of money.
She's still making payments on it?
No.
Huge waste of money. What is the purpose?
Wasn't a Rolex, but I mean...
I mean, I've always like
it
watched.
Wasn't a Rolex?
Breitling is to me is a better watch than a Rolex.
Okay,
well, what is it again? Say it again.
A Breitling.
Okay, I know Rado. I don't know that. I know Rado. I know Rolex, and I know like one other brand that I know that's pretty expensive. But every time I've gone to like the Rolex store in Las Vegas, I always felt so out of place, and it's just ridiculous.
It's because they make you feel that way.
Because they want you to feel like
their salespeople. Go to the mall. Go to the mall at the Galleria and go to, like, not even Tiffany's. But Tiffany's...
I'll still walk in. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, but there are other places, like, higher ups than that. Like, I forget the names of some of the stores. I don't know if it's... There are certain stores, though. Like, yeah, they got security guys, but they'll make you feel like you are less
like
than them from the minute you take a step into the store.
See, here's the thing. I say it's a waste of money for us. At our
exactly.
income level and revenue stream, it doesn't make sense to buy a Rolex. You know, it's champagne taste on a beer budget type thing. If we were millionaires and she bought me a Rolex, I would be like, oh, that's great. That's a really nice watch. They're made well. I do agree with all those things. I'm just saying, I don't want us to try to live outside of our means. It's silly to do
that. I'm with you, and that's exactly what we think about it now. But this was a long time ago, and I always wanted one, but it was a different income level and a different time of my life.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. If I was in IT... I spent money a lot different in IT than I did radio.
Exactly. And the thing is, it ends up being an investment because if you take care of them, they don't really lose their value in these cases. A lot of times they'll go up in value.
Really?
Yeah.
My dad, when he worked for Brown & Root / Halliburton for 40 years.
Wow.
And I think at 30, they give you a Rolex. Oh, that's what it was. He worked there for 39 years. They laid him off right before 40 so that they didn't have to do all the stuff that you get when it comes to for your 40-year anniversary. But I want to say it was 40.
That's dirty.
Yeah.
I was told NASA does that, too. They gave Rolexes and Corvettes.
Yeah. So my dad has a Brown & Root Rolex.
But it's engraved or something.
Absolutely.
So that, see, yeah. But that's bad, right?
No, it's a Rolex.
It's a Rolex, but if it's engraved and has stuff on it, then you can't. It's like the resale value goes down.
Well, but he's not trying to sell it.
I thought you were referring to the fact that they actually go up in value.
That they spent the money to get him a really nice watch because, I mean, they are good watches. They're made well.
Oh, yeah.
They're, you know, so it's like, you know, it's like getting a, I mean, if you get a custom car. If you buy, depending on the kind of car, it's still going to be a nice car. You're not looking to sell it, though. He's not looking to.
It's no baseball card.
No. Yes. A couple people said they go up in value, the Rolexes. I had never heard that.
Yeah, they keep their value. They hold their value. Some, like Toyotas.
Some become worth more.
That's
the first I've heard of
just
that.
Just letting you know.
That's interesting. You know what else is interesting? If you want to start your journey to buying a Rolex, I can help you do that one fill up or one dinner at a time with GetUpside because that'll get you cash back. Start saving that cash for a Roly. You could be like Future and get your son a gold Roly for his fifth birthday with all the Get Upside money you're saving. Dude, I love this app. It's absolutely amazing because it does nothing but get you cash back. Like, that's its sole reason for being. You don't have to do a lot of, oh, I got to pay this fee or that fee. Nope. You buy stuff you're already buying. You send up the receipt. It scans it for you. You're done. It's that simple. It's so easy to use. And you just get money back for the stuff you're already paying for. That's what blows my mind about people that are listening to me right now that haven't downloaded GetUpside yet. Like, I just don't get it. You're already paying for gas. You're already eating lunch and dinner at half of these restaurants, Wendy's and Burger King and Popeyes and whatnot. Why are you leaving money at the pump? Why are you leaving money at the table? These restaurants, these gas stations want your business. They want you to come in there. So they offer you these deals through the GetUpside app. The GetUpside app is completely free to use. Put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. I want you to get some extra savings when you do use it. But it's like, I love it because look, I'm going to fill up. I'm pulling up the app right now. This is how easy this thing is to use, right? So I click on GetUpside. I click on the gas tab. I'm looking at 4 gas stations in my area that have cashback offers that range from 5 cents up to 11 cents just in this little 1 or 2 block radius. So I'm going to go to the Shell station and get 11 cents a gallon back on my purchase today. Why would you leave money at the pump? Download GetUpside. Put in promo code Barry. Get that cash back. Thank me later.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. You do nothing but stay tuned to the number one sports radio station in all of Houston, Texas, and beyond.
And all the land.
That too. Fellas?
Yes?
Holly's at it again.
Uh-oh.
Holly Saunders, that is.
Oh, you scare me.
Cliff Kingsbury's girl, but better known for her days on Golf Channel early on, and then Fox Sports and Fox Sports 1 and sideline reporting. But we did this a few weeks ago when she decided to put out there DMs that she has received on Instagram, because she is somewhat of a real Instagram model. She puts a lot of pictures out there that draws a lot of attention.
Okay, can we slow down on real Instagram model?
She's got a lot of followers that basically are only there for the pics.
Okay.
And she's very forthcoming with the pics.
I feel like Instagram model.
But I'm saying, I'm not glamorizing it like this is a title that's something special, because anyone and their mother claims to be an Instagram model.
Everyone.
Days, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyway, she put out the latest DMs.
Okay.
Some of these sounded kind of funny. Some of them, there's some really creepy guys out there. One guy said, I opened this during rush hour and rear-ended the car in front of me. I regret nothing.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, that's harmless, I guess.
We're just getting rolling, Barry.
Okay.
All right. The next one. I would give up my wife and kids and everything I own just to move in with you and let you use my tongue as toilet paper for the rest of my life.
What?
Yep.
Okay, that guy's a weirdo.
He wasn't done.
Oh, no.
You could keep me locked in a crate like the Gimp from Pulp Fiction the rest of the time, and I'd die as the happiest man who ever lived. Just think of all the money you'd save on TP.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
See, and the Rockets Twitter account is getting banned, but this guy can still post?
This is Instagram. These
are DMs.
These are DMs on Instagram.
Wow. That's pretty bad.
Good Lord, man. Another guy. I dedicated my life to the pursuit of effing you. Please wish
you?
Me luck. No, to her. Please wish me luck. I'd put the hammer right in your and I'd eat your
Oh my.
Just on a DM. Like, there's not the random chance she'll publish this or people can look at you and go, what are you doing, dude?
Well, I think what baffles me the most is that people, for whatever reason, would think that this would work.
Like a legitimate shoot your shot.
Like, you know what? If I tell her that I've spent my whole life trying to sex her, I wonder if she'll let me sex her. You know what? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Squeaky wheel gets the grease. It's just dumb. What? Like, as men, we're pretty stupid. We are pretty stupid because there are plenty of guys that think that works. There are plenty of guys that send a chick a DM thinking, she's going to bang it. She's going to bang me. I know it. That's just dumb.
Like, literally, and she's funny about it, and she actually puts comments by some of them when she puts these things out there. But she's like, seriously, because she was on the Golf Channel. A guy says, we probably shouldn't golf together because you'd catch me taking a few strokes in the bush. But shooter's got to shoot.
Oh, my God. He's just stupid. He should just be banned for being a dumbass. That was dumb.
She just said, she was like, just stop. There are people that said, I never did understand things like, who cares if you still have an erection after 4 hours? Just keep, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I don't.
Yeah. So there's, and just some of the, again, some of the people that had the.
Yeah, so that's just creepy. Like those ones about toilet paper.
How about this one? Fun prank idea, Holly. Pretend to be my girlfriend. Accidentally fall in love with me. We get married. Ha ha. All seriousness. Have a great night.
Oh yeah, you're not psycho.
Right.
Oh yeah, you're not a crazy person. You probably don't have a blow up doll in the bed next to you with like her face printed on a piece of paper and taped to it. And you're like, oh Holly, you're my wife. You're going flat though. I got you deflated a little bit. Like.
Yeah,
that's, God, people are creepy.
It's a massive weirdo.
Wow.
Massive weirdo. He probably watches Wheel of Fortune, for sure.
Oh.
He got that in at the right time, too.
He did. I didn't appreciate that at all. That was not nice. I don't appreciate you.
Was that
How dare you, sir?
That penis of a caller that called in and said I was gay for not watching Wheel of Fortune? Was it Brandon?
No, he said you would just find a nice young man to settle down with. How dare you?
Shockingly how you remembered that word, sir, for word.
Say that Wheel of Fortune makes people creepy. Huh?
What percentage of...
I challenge you to a duel. Oh, yeah, a white glove. I'd come slap your face with it. Jerk. Did you just give me the finger?
No, that was in the first hour.
That wouldn't be the first time today
that you did it. We're a little behind on this, but you want to...
Oh. Clarence hung up, yep.
Okay. Well, never mind then. We won't take his call.
You want to close... Nick, do you have the audio of that sideline reporter from the... Lingerie Football League. I don't know if you heard about this. We talk about all the time how people are trying to like make a name for themselves.
Yes.
So the Lingerie Football League is still going.
Okay.
And I had no idea, but they actually televised the games with a sideline reporter and a full-blown broadcast crew. And so the sideline reporter, who may or may not be trying to make a name for herself, but she's not bad looking.
Here we go.
Heidi Golznig is her name. Okay. G-O-L-Z-N-I-G, Barry.
Okay.
She
careful there, buddy.
Is not holding back when it gets to interviewing the coach.
Okay.
So she's interviewing the head coach of Omaha and really wants to get to the bottom of the issue of taking a rookie quarterback and putting him out there running a hurry up offense when it's not working and he looks like he could get killed. So it's one, listen to the interview carefully, because it's one thing when she says it to him. When she wraps up the interview, he doesn't leave. He's still standing next to her, and she decides to comment on his philosophy in doing this, and it gets awkward.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. I'm with Omaha Heart head coach and offensive coordinator Dante Allen. Coach, did you think it was a good idea to go hurry up offense with a rookie quarterback?
We've been practicing hurry up offense. We practice both. So we put it in the playbook. They know how to do it, but they're just not reading the keys right now. We're not getting the blocks. People aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's stuff we got to correct before halftime's over.
Thank you, Coach. Apparently, Coach Dante Allen and his staff think that it was a good idea to throw their rookie quarterback to the Wolves and Tester. Back to you guys.
Right now, the coach is death staring her. Like, wow. He did not move. He's still here. He's like, I'm still here, and you said that right in front of me. Yeah, and he eventually walked away, but I'm telling you this, she's not bad. But
no.
She's definitely trying to make a name for herself.
It was all pretty awkward.
She definitely just threw his ass under the bus.
She did.
She wasn't good at it. He wasn't good at it. What was that from? What league?
The lingerie, the LFL, the Lingerie Football League.
I think they're taking that a little too serious. You got sideline reporters for a lingerie football league, and you want to talk about hurry-up offenses of rookie quarterbacks? Look, we're just all there for the lingerie. Breast and the ass, okay? Like, we don't need all this breakdown of the game film. Miss, what's your name? Just,
I'm not saying it again.
Is she wearing lingerie?
No.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
But that in another interview they posted to show her abilities?
I think if you're going to have a lingerie football league, everyone should be in lingerie, including the coaches.
All I know
now
is
that I would watch.
They showed one other interview that she did with an actual player.
Yeah.
The player went all Joe Namath on her. By the second her hand went from her back to her hip to kept what? Going. It was like, well, if you ask one more question, it's on you.
You're gonna have a baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or if that's possible. But yeah. All right. So, hey, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Way back Wednesday tomorrow. We still have no theme.
Well, Nick will come up with it by noon tomorrow.
Can't wait. All right. Stay tuned for that because the suspense will be killing you. But you know what's next? It's the Blitz. It's Fred, Aaron, and AJ. Don't go anywhere right here on ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.